Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion. From Opinion Research, a national polling firm, we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, a registered voter in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county election office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
And now to begin, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I did it. I don't see why they can't.
Do you support or oppose
this bill? Yes. Support? I support it. I did it when I was in school.
Okay. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Support?
Yes.
Or oppose? Okay. And is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support that because they need to be able to not be, you know, victimized yet again by people who want to target them.
Okay. And now some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when used in physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I do not think the police officers are any different than anybody else. I think they should be able to conceal their names, yes.
Okay, but
I don't know how that answers your question.
Which one should I record for you? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Would you support or oppose
legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their name, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their name?
No.
Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. And do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high? A little high, about right, or low?
What about just right?
I'm sorry, what?
I think it's fine. I don't think it's low. I think it's good.
Okay, which one should I record for you? Much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
And in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner? What do you think?
Efficient.
Okay. And a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Support or oppose?
Yes. Support that.
Okay.
I mean, if you can do it for your kid, you can do it for your dog.
Correct. And now the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislations to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Support or oppose?
Say that again.
I'm sorry?
Say it again.
Will you support or oppose legislations to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals.
Sure, yes, support.
Support, okay. And now telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends, when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Legal options? What does that mean?
I think just for veterinarians. Expanding the legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
And now veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Support or oppose?
Yes. Support.
Okay. And now, do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis? What do you think, should or should not?
Can you repeat it?
No problem. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Yes. I support that.
But what do you think? They should or should not be required to publish public notice?
They should be required.
Okay. And how likely do you think you will be to seek out public notice if they were posted on a government website and not available in a print or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Unlikely.
Okay, very unlikely or just somewhat?
You're asking me if I think they should, if they could post on a government website instead of in a public newspaper?
How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notice if they were posted on a government website and not available in a print or online newspaper? Would you be very
not
likely?
At all?
Very unlikely.
Unlikely, yes.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 70% now. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very.
Very important. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should not have the right or they should have the right? What do you think?
They should have the right if you want to do that. I mean, that's, yeah.
And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should.
Okay. And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should the rentals be consistent?
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should be, yes.
Should be.
And regulations should be consistent.
Okay, and now changing topic for a moment, do you know how to swim, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think
basic life skill? I'm not teaching that in school. I'm a teacher. I think it's a parent's responsibility. So, is it important? Yes.
Like
do I think they need to learn it?
Yes.
Huh?
Just like a, not a basic life skill, correct?
Well, now you're getting into, am I supposed to be responsible as a teacher for you to be able to swim? I'm going to say no.
Correct.
I
understand.
Yeah.
But and now, generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track in general?
Wrong track.
And please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement.
I do not agree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
I do not agree.
Okay, but is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. And
am I happy with what they're doing? But I don't think we should strike.
Just the statement I just read to you. Strongly disagree with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. And after hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion, okay? The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Or the second one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. The first one or the second one. And in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
Yes.
And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are or no, they are not?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do or no, they do not?
No.
And do you believe Florida's local government should not take more decisive action at the local level throughout zoning, permit, and density adjustment or reform to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Can you say it again?
No problem. Sorry. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustment or reform to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes.
Should not take more decisions. Okay. And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your voting decision?
It probably would not affect the way I vote.
Okay. And finally, there is a proposed... Yes, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No, absolutely not.
And currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefit to adults making less than $20,000. After hearing this, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
Yes. And
because of the tourism.
Okay.
Only because the housing is so crazy.
Okay. Yes. And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is your age? Just stop me when I get the right category. 18 to 34, 5 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
Not the last one.
Oh, 50 to 64, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American,
yes.
Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other race not listed?
Caucasian.
And do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
Cuban?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I am a woman. I am female.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and cooperation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.